I'm here at the Emily Inspires Weekend in Morpeth, commemorating suffragette Emily Davison, who was buried here 100 years ago today. I have with me Carolyn Collette, who has come all the way from the US to be part of the events. Carolyn is an American literary critic and a professor of English language and literature at Mount Holyoke College. She's about to launch her book, In the Thick of the Fight, a collated edition of Emily's prolific writing that will reveal previously unpublished insight into her thoughts, words and deeds. Carolyn, you're a renowned specialist in medieval literature. So how did you become interested in a 20th century figure like Emily Wilding Davison?
It was actually Jim Mackay from the Morpeth Herald who put me onto her. I was researching a medieval chapel in the Buthal Woods, and he said I should just give up a bad project and go study Emily Davison. So I said to him, who is she? And he sent me to the library, and the librarian there immediately put me in touch with Maureen Howes, who had been working on Emily Davison's family for quite a while. And then after that, one step followed another.
Can you describe how you carried out your research?
Yes, it began from knowing Maureen and then discovering the archive in the Women's Library at London Metropolitan University at that time, and going there and discovering that there was a large body of writing by Emily Davison which had never been edited. She had published in her own time a series of letters to editors of various newspapers in the UK, as well as a series of essays in Votes for Women, the WSPU journal. But this other large trove of material had never seen the light of published day.
Now, Emily was famous for being a militant suffragette, but very few people know that she was a prolific writer. Could you tell us something more about this?
Yes. My own sensitivity to this project was raised because, of course, Mount Holyoke is the oldest college for women in the United States, and many of our students are interested in writing and have gone on to become distinguished writers, and so my eyes and ears are always open to such things. When I read through the archive, I discovered that Emily wrote not only essays, review essays on the arts and literature and expositions, but also essays, historical essays about prominent women. She also wrote poetry of a very interesting sort. There's a book called Holloway Jingles, which published poems by women incarcerated in 1912 together. Most of them are quite lovely Edwardian pieces. Emily Davison's poem is in iambic tetrameter, a very unusual form, and it echoes Walt Whitman's poetic style. And she used gerunds throughout, so instead of the typical Edwardian poetry, this was a different voice. Similarly, there's a number of essays and short stories that reflect her sense of humor and also her ability to marshal detail and narrative very well. And finally, there are some letters in the archive between her and the editors of newspapers that suggest a familiarity, that they knew who she was. An editor invited her to come out to tea and talk some more about her hopes for writing.
How does this all fit in with the WSPU, the Women's Social and Political Union?
Well, it's historically true, and Christabel Pankhurst and also Sylvia Pankhurst have referred to the fact that WSPU regarded Emily as a little bit of a loose cannon. But in fact, if you read the archive, I think, you will find out that she used the WSPU as much as they used her. It was the structure for her own crusade. She absolutely believed in their principles and in getting the vote for women. But she had, a sharper political and economic agenda than usually appeared in the official writings of the WSPU, but was not unknown in the writings, for instance, of Sylvia Pankhurst, who was a little bit more politically and economically focused than her mother was. Her mother was concentrated on getting the franchise, but Sylvia Pankhurst was very interested in the economics of politics, and so was Emily. And so I think that what they regard as a loose cannon was Emily's sense that here's a group of people of like mind with myself with whom I can work, but she did not feel constrained to be a soldier in their army as Christabel would have wished her to be.
Thank you. That was Carolyn Collette talking about her book In the Thick of the Fight, a collated edition of suffragette Emily Wilding Davison's writings.